This is Splatter Today. I'm Jeanette Gwynn. Allison Schott's most ambitious exhibition to date is Force of Nature, on view now at the Halsey Institute of Contemporary Art. And Allison is our guest today. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you.
Allison, when did you start making art, and why have you continued all these years?
I started making art when I was a kid. I was an only child, and I had a lot of time on my hands. And I continued to make art through high school, but I didn't really take it seriously till my second year of college. And I actually went to college for geology before I transferred to art.
One of the forms that we know you for is your monumental sculpture. Why so big?
I'm interested in making something that people can experience as a, I don't know how to say it exactly. I've said before something like a weather event or something that you're in. Maybe immersive can be the idea sometimes. I want to be in the thing. And I think that that's why after school, I changed from being a painter to a sculptor, because I felt frustrated with the flat plane and I wanted to be in it.
Allison, I'm curious about how your work goes from an idea to physical reality. What's the process for your developing work?
It varies, you know, time to time, but a lot of times it's sort of getting inspired by some kind of idea or structure or material, and then experimenting with that. And sometimes it's letting that sit for 8 years even, you know, and sort of letting it bake.
When I saw the show, the piece that really intrigued me was the string drawing. Can you explain to the listeners what that looks like and how long it took to install and where it came from?
It's a drawing on the wall made of linen thread and pins. And it sort of crosses a boundary between two dimensions and three dimensions. It's sort of not really exactly two-dimensional or three-dimensional. I started those drawings thinking about the idea of drawing and thinking about a different way to make a drawing. And I wanted to make a drawing with using shadow instead of a drawn line. So that's how I thought about making the, you know, using thread across some kind of thing that would hold the thread on the wall. That idea developed from being a sort of straight grid structure into being what it is now, which is a much more complex kind of grid, because I was also working in a 3D modeling software program called Maya. And at one point I realized I could join the two sort of technologies and make much more complex grids. I could make these incredibly complex forms using the computer and thread those onto the wall in such a way that, you know, they look incredibly complex, but they are done by hand. That particular drawing at the Halsey right now really only took 2 days to install.
Was there another piece that the installation was done here in Charleston like that?
The only other thing somewhat like that, but I've installed the piece before, is Invariant Interval, the large sculpture that's hanging in the center of the gallery. Mm-hmm. And those sculptures, every time I install them, they're like a bit different depending on the space. So, you know, once I got here, I had to sort of figure out what would be best for this particular gallery.
How long have you been working with video installation?
You know, I used to work in video years ago in the 90s. And I made a bunch of very kind of solo, actually straight video pieces, almost like performance type things. Then I gave that up for a long time. I started really focusing on sculpture. And then at one point, a couple of years ago, I had an opportunity to make an animation or something for a big screen in Tokyo. I don't remember how I came up with this idea, but I have a friend who's an animator. He's one of my closest friends. We decided to collaborate on this animation. So that was called Fluid State. I did that a couple of years ago with Todd Akita. Then I think we just had such a good time doing that. We thought, let's do it again. This is really my second animation with him.
So tell us about this work. Describe it so we can see it.
I think what happened was that after Fluid State, one of the things that was really interesting to me about it was that the accidental things. The way Todd does his animation, it's not like cartoon animation. So if I say I want to create an ocean of metal balls, which was the first image in my other video, he then took these algorithms and created this ocean of metal balls. So in that, we saw the light moving in really interesting ways, and that's what inspired this next video. So I thought, I just want to have something very simple where we can see the experience of light moving across a room. So the video is a room, and once I thought about a room, I thought about, for some reason, Van Gogh's bedroom at Arles came up, because his work is also about light. And so we made a sort of modernized version of Van Gogh's bedroom at Arles, and then set all the programming so that the light moves through that room in various seasons. So really what you're seeing is just light moving through the room in various times of day and various seasons through the year. And at one point, there's water floods the room. And that was something I did because I was going through Hurricane Sandy. And also the person who did the soundtrack also kind of experienced, we both really experienced Hurricane Sandy pretty badly. And I just thought I had to put that in.
Force of Nature will be on view in the Halsey Institute for Contemporary Art at the College of Charleston through July 11th. Allison Schatz is the artist and our guest. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you.
For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwan.